Welcome to the Member Spotlight, the podcast that will introduce the perspectives of both newcomers and seasoned members, provide valuable insights into spotlighting their unique business offerings, and focus on how to build a thriving community and foster a supportive network. From mentorship to integration strategies, this show is your guide to meeting the wide variety of diverse and talented business professionals within the Business Council of Westchester. I'm your host, Linda Tyler, Vice President of Membership and Programs for the Business Council of Westchester. We are the county's largest business membership organization, focusing on economic development and advocacy. With over 1,100 members, it is our mission to work for the profitability of our members and the prosperity of the Westchester community. To learn more about the Business Council of Westchester, please go to thebcw.org. Today, we are honored to have with us Bobby Harris and Mark Mathias. Mark is a Westchester entrepreneur and business owner of Lightbridge Academy of Scarsdale and Lightbridge Academy of Valhalla, full-time child care center franchises for children 6 weeks through pre-kindergarten. He is also one of the owners of the Barley House Restaurant in Thornwood. Bobby Harris is a Westchester resident and business owner as well. He is the owner of the Barley House in Thornwood, Barley on the Hudson in Tarrytown, and the Barley Beach House in Rye. Bobby is past president and current board member of the Town of Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce and the founder and executive director of the annual Barley House Charity Golf Outing. Welcome, gentlemen. We're so happy you are here with us today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Thank you for having us, Linda.
Tell us about your friendship and how did it evolve into a business partnership? How has it been helpful and also challenging for friends to partner together in business ventures?
So Mark and I have been friends for over 20 years. And when I say friends, I mean best friends. We're, our wives are friends, we're friends, our families are friends. And we've really always been supportive of each other, both personally and professionally. So I think it was a great opportunity for us to become partners, where it might not be the case for most business people. I think uniquely for us, we're just so supportive of each other that it made sense to do so.
Having synergy and a good working relationship with your partner is so important. And the transition from friendship to business partner has really worked for us. You know, sometimes it doesn't work for everyone, because, you know, you always hear these horror stories about, you know, friendships went to business and ruined the friendship. But if you share like the same goals and the same mindset and the same way that you want to do business together, it can really be that much more fulfilling.
That makes a lot of sense, and it's really remarkable that between the two of you, you have 5 successful businesses that are thriving and really just evolving and growing so quickly. How did you, Mark, how did you evolve from the restaurant business into childcare?
You know, it's funny. It really was like a logical progression. You know, in my late 20s and early 30s, I was still finding my way professionally. I was getting my master's in sports business management at Manhattanville College in Purchase, and graduating, I was really passionate about basketball. That was what I really wanted to chase my dream of working for a professional team. But when I was graduating, I decided, you know, if I'm really going to chase that dream, I need to be ready to move to Atlanta or Sacramento, wherever the, you know, very competitive job market is for them in that field. And it's really important to me to raise my children in Westchester. So I pivoted. My wife and I purchased children's gym franchises. And so we had one in Scarsdale, one in Stamford, Connecticut. Unfortunately, COVID kind of took down that franchise, as it did so many small businesses. But that experience really introduced me to child-based businesses and franchises and the Lightbridge Academy.
Oh, I love that. And then the two of you partnered together with the Barley House, and you've got 3 locations now with a running theme. And I can say personally, Bobby, I've been many times to the Barley Beach House in Rye, and it's gorgeous ambiance and an absolutely outstanding menu. What are your plans next? You've got 3 great restaurants going. Are you going to go further? Are you going to move even further and branch out more? Tell us a little bit about your plans.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for all the kind words. We opened the first one in 2015, and then very quickly, just the way it worked out, we opened the second one in 2017, but it's seasonal. And then we opened the Barley Beach House in Rye in 2018. So very quick progression. And the Barley Beach House allows us to be creative and flexible and host different events, which gives us, kind of fulfills that creative need that, you know, so many people are searching for when they want to open more and more restaurants. We do a great beer festival, a wine festival, a rosé festival, an arts and crafts festival, a Christmas festival. So that kind of fulfills that need. So I think where we are right now, we're trying to be a bit more selective on what our next project's going to be and make sure it fulfills all of the partners' five-year goals, 10-year goals. And some of these projects that we look at, they take 5 or 10 years to develop, you know, especially with a public private partnership. They take a long time to come to fruition. So right now we're looking for that perfect thing, you know, that'll be our next big project.
Well, I will tell you, I follow you both. I see you on social media, and I love the themes. You have a lot of themes related to the restaurant, and I think that's really terrific.
Yeah, my partner, Chris Cerace, works really hard on that stuff, and he really tackles it from all angles. He tries to make fun events that are good for the family and good for the community, and it's been fun to watch that grow.
I love that. I love that. And so now I always love to devote a little bit of time to business advice or thought, right? Learning questions. What do you feel makes your businesses stand out from your competitors? You're both in highly competitive fields, right?
Yeah. Well, for me, I can say that I started in the restaurant business when I was so young. I think I was 12 or 13. And from putting newspapers together and stocking soda in a deli to being hired in restaurants in White Plains, I was fortunate enough to work for some very successful bar owners and restaurant owners in White Plains as it was booming. I learned a lot along the way from them. Forever thankful to them. And it was just a natural progression of things to like wanna open your own restaurant and do your own thing and put your own spin on things. And I feel very fortunate that we were able to do so. So working in every capacity in the restaurant business, I mean, I was a busboy, I was a waiter, I was a security guard, I was a manager, I was a bartender. You know, I did it all, so I think I do have a unique understanding when I'm dealing with employees on what they're going through and what their needs are and what it feels like to be in their position. So I think that's added to some of our success, and partnering with people that have different backgrounds and different perspectives has certainly helped as well.
And I love what you said, which I think is so true. You've really been involved in every aspect of the restaurant business. So you understand firsthand what works, what doesn't, what are the challenges, what's hard, what's easier. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, that being said, I'm still learning along the way too. You know, I don't want to sound like I know it all because certainly still making mistakes, but we have fun doing that along the way too. So
I don't think we get better and grow if we don't make some mistakes.
You have
right?
to make some mistakes, and I'm here for that for sure.
I love that, and I'm I believe I do the same thing myself. Tell me, Mark, what's your perspective on that question?
For me, both restaurants and childcare are integral for a successful community. They're really, you know, necessary parts of family dynamic on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, there's such a need for quality businesses in both restaurants and hospitality and the childcare in Westchester. And it's just really exciting for us to be involved in both of them and really make a difference for our neighbors.
I love that. And you're right. They're really both family community based when you think about it. Absolutely. And I think pre-K and great programs for children before they enter kindergarten is a huge difference in the success of children as they start school. So it's great. You're a big part of that.
It really is exciting to be a part of that. You know, so many times people move to Westchester looking at what the school systems are rated, you know, and they're just looking at like children are born at 5 years old and not thinking about where they're going to be, you know, getting that education and that care before that. And we're trying to fill that need for all these incoming young families coming to Westchester.
Absolutely. And Westchester, we are so proud to have the educational systems and schools that we have here. We're top among those in the entire country and huge source of pride for Westchester County. So tell us a little bit about business decisions. What are the best business decisions you two have ever made? And what's one thing or maybe two that you would do differently? We always learn, right?
Sure. Yeah. I think for me, from the restaurant perspective, buying the real estate. So we were fortunate enough to buy our first location. We bought the building recently. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gives us the security we need to move forward and do things better and know that we're going to be here in the community for a long time, kind of reinvest into the building, into the community, and do all of that. Whereas when you're leasing, you really don't have that long-term vision, you
Good
know,
point.
Or the long-term trust of that you'll be there forever. And I know for me, it's given me a renewed sense of excitement to be, you know, this is something that we can pass down. Or we'll be here in 80 years or, you know, it's certainly exciting to think like that. I hope I'm in Florida and not there in 80 years, but and versus not buying the real estate. If you really believe in what you're doing, I think you should find a way to invest into yourself and try and purchase the real estate if possible.
That's a great point. And you're absolutely right. I've heard that story among business owners before. What about you, Mark? What are a couple of great business decisions that you've made that you feel were really spot on?
The biggest decision I've made in the last 10 years was definitely to sign up for 3 Lightbridge Academies before I even opened my first one. So I have, a pipeline of, I've gone through zoning and planning board meetings and architectural developments and, everything in between for the last 5 years just to open the doors in the first location in Scarsdale. But now I'm in a place to open the doors in Valhalla just the next year. And then my third location in Nanuet in Rockland County the year after that.
Oh.
So we're running along and we're really good. We're really moving forward. And, that was a really hard decision to really commit to 3 different businesses before you do one. But I believe when you find a strong business model, scaling it is so important in today's market.
That's a really, really good point. And that says a lot about growth. And growth is success, and growth is really sustainability, and not just for yourselves, but for the Westchester business community at large. What about any decisions? Have you learned from any decisions where you look back and say, you know what, I might do that differently next time?
I'd say, hiring your director, hiring your manager, hiring the leaders of your businesses that are there on a day-to-day basis is such a crucial part of it, putting the right people mm-hmm. in the right seats. And, you don't always make the right decisions the first time. I mean, I don't think most people do when you're opening the doors on your businesses. But once you find the people that you can really trust with your business, I think that's where you want to end up.
That makes a lot of sense. Hiring carefully.
Correct.
What about you, Bobby?
Along the same lines, just trusting your gut. I think a lot of times you go back and forth and you wonder, am I making the right decision? Am I not? I think more often than not, if you trust your gut and trust your instincts, you'll make the right decision.
I think that's true as well. Instincts are there for us for a reason, right?
Right, right.
Good point. So let's circle back and talk a little bit, because I think it's so powerful and unique that you have been lifelong friends and then you've gone into business together and you've both been successful both with your individual businesses and then very diverse business sectors. So tell us a little bit about, do you have tips to share for anyone who's listening today and they're thinking about going into business with a friend? What would you share? What are some good things to be thinking about?
I'd say it's most important to detail every aspect of what the business plan is from the beginning. What are the expectations and the responsibilities of each partner? What's your 5, 10, 15, 20-year plans for what you want to do with the business? I believe that if you have a lot of transparency from the beginning, you can avoid a lot of pitfalls. I think the lack of communication is really where people go wrong.
Good point. Really, really good point.
Yeah, and just I agree with everything Mark said. And just as far as friends that are business partners, having that off switch, where you can still remain friends and you're not constantly talking about business, which is one of the hardest things to do, because it's your livelihood, it's a business, you always want to talk about it and improve upon it. But, when it's Friday night and you're, out with your wives, you got to turn it off sometimes and really make sure that you're focusing on the friendship, not just the business partnership.
I think that's a really, really good point, because I could see how that could just go on indefinitely, right? You're constantly talking shop or talking about work, and to know when to turn it off and focus on other things, kind of take off your business partner hats and put on your friendship hats, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we're very good at that.
And you're having a lot of fun, right? I mean, that's terrific. So tell us a little bit, I think the conversation has evolved into this, because you're really, when you think about it, managing teams, right? You have teams, you've got your childcare team, you've got restaurant teams. Any tips for managing teams as leaders and managers and owners of your business?
I think just being available to your teams and making sure that they know that you're there for them and you'll support them in any way that you can, but also holding them accountable to, do what the business needs is really the best way. And transparency always, it always works best if you're just honest and open about, what you need to do and what, needs to be done for the betterment of the business.
That makes a lot of sense. What about you, Mark?
I agree. I think it's important to have clear expectations, but also be supportive and know that, it's okay to make a mistake, but you have to be accountable for those mistakes. So, being supportive, but having clear boundaries for what the expectations are for the business.
That makes sense for any manager, right? That's a good, and it's a line to walk sometimes. It can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're both really involved with various non-for-profits in the community. You do a lot of successful non-for-profit work. Will you talk to us a little bit about that? You give back.
Sure. We I think we agree and believe that it's really important to be a part of the community, not just take from the community. So our first location is in Thornwood, New York, in the town of Mount Pleasant. And I live there and I'm raising my family there. And while we were searching for some mixed-use properties, we came across some families that weren't doing so well. And, you know, just things aren't always as they seem across Westchester. And we were inspired, I'd say, to do more and do better and give back and rely on our relationships with vendors and large-scale corporate America to assist us in giving back. I'd say an eye-opening moment for me was seeing the work that Peter and Lori Smalley do in our town. They work for the Knights of Columbus, and they do a food pantry that really gives back, and they do a lot of hard work. So we run a charity golf outing that supports them, really. So a lot of times people are patting us on the back, but it's really them doing all the hard work. But we have fun, and we engage with our vendors and community to raise as much as we can each year to give back to them and help them support them in what they're doing. And what they're doing is super important. There's a lot of food insecure people right in our towns, and a lot of times that goes unnoticed. And we're very happy to play a small part in helping that situation.
And I think, unfortunately, the pandemic emphasized that even more. Food security became an even bigger issue during that time. So thank you for the work you're doing. And you do it through your golf outing. Is that correct? That's one.
Yeah, that's our main source of fundraising. And that's happening on Monday, May 13th this year. If any, we're in need of some new sponsors and some fresh blood in the golf tournament. We have a lot of fun doing it. I don't want to, you know, act like we're all saints here. We go play at Knollwood Country Club, and there's so many different businesses in Westchester that donate their time, donate anything they can, they give. And all of that adds up to a successful day that lets us help children's hospitals and the Knights of Columbus and the food pantry. And we feel blessed to be able to help.
I think that's terrific, and thank you. Mark, is there anything you'd like to add?
As Bobby said, you know, we really believe strongly in giving back and being a part of the Westchester community. You know, I serve on the board of directors for the Child Care Council of Westchester, which is very involved with the BCW as well. We actually have our big annual Dream Big event coming up on May 7th at the Captain Lawrence Brewery in Elmsford. It's the really big fundraising event for the year for the Child Care Council, and it's a lot of fun to be at as well. I'm also the chairman on the Advisory Council of Youth in the town of Scarsdale, so it's really taking care of managing any kind of issues that are going on that could affect the youth of Scarsdale outside of the school system.
That's terrific and wonderful and very worthy causes. The BCW is proud to say we have over 155 non-for-profits who are a part of our membership community, wow. And we really value the great work that they do. Well, the two of you have been a long time and very involved Business Council members. Tell us a little bit about your membership and what are one or two of your favorite membership experiences, things that have really made an impact for you.
Sure. I think becoming a member of the Business Council of Westchester was eye-opening. Instantly, you have access to people who share beliefs, share business practices. People are so willing to give you advice and steer you in the right direction or refer you to someone who can, that it was an instant gratification from the first meeting I came to. And certainly, the trip to Albany was so much fun. It's a bus trip. We spent all day up in Albany. You got to see the state capitol and meet the legislators. That was the highlight of my membership so far, I think.
That's terrific. It's one of my favorite events as well. Sure. Mark?
For me, the Business Council has just been so rewarding to be involved with. You know, it's really impressive to see so many networking events getting well attended like this, with so many organizations and so many events going on in Westchester that struggle to get the kind of numbers that the BCW does. And it's really a testament to the involvement, the networking, the hard work that you guys really do. It's been fantastic. So my introduction to the BCW was through the Rising Stars and being one of the 40 under 40 last year. And now I'm on the Rising Stars Leadership Council. And it's really great and rewarding for me to get to meet and network with all these great professional young people every year.
Well, thank you both. And you really have highlighted what membership and involvement means in terms of meeting incredible people, both professionally and personally. Those relationships build and grow. And what it's done for both of your really fantastic and successful businesses. I want to thank you both, Mark Mathias and Bobby Harris, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it.